We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I would love to believe that 24 hours later, that loss didn't hurt so much. That loss hurt more now than it did a day ago. Al?
Washington's in.
Yep.
I don't care.
Three straight wins.
I don't, none of that. I don't like being lied to. I don't like mysteries. I don't like people playing games with the fans of the city. And what was going on here yesterday was a lot of that. And it's really taking me off. And I hope you agree. I went hard after the coach yesterday.
Did you? Yep,
did I go after him?
Yep.
I was incredulous at some of his answers, and I let him know. Really? This is what you think?
Yep.
But as the day went on, the hole got deeper and deeper, and now I am at peak frustration. Now, I guess, Al, you don't follow this stuff that close. You don't allow yourself to get frustrated.
All right.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get frustrated.
I am about justice.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. I believe the world should be a level playing field.
Okay.
And I realize in many lives it isn't. And I feel terrible that it isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
But in our stupid little sports world, it should be level. Everyone should have an opportunity. And what is going on right now in the aftermath of one man blowing a crucial football game is insulting to my intelligence, and I think insulting to the intelligence of the fan base of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I want to illustrate it for you right out of the top. And understand, we are people on today that can tackle this stuff. Ross Tucker, 7 o'clock. Ross knows this. They want to get his take on this. 8 o'clock. Oh, wait till you hear the stuff Brian Baldinger's got. Brian Baldinger just took the coaching staff, Nick Sirianni's play calling, and rolled it under a large moving van.
Good.
And it got smacked. And he'll be on to explain to you how Sirianni blew that game. And at 9 o'clock, at the urging of Keith Jones, John Johnson.
No.
I got to tell you why. Because John Johnson, I will do Eagles. Then he will do Phillies. Because of Phillies. Wow. Al, do you know so far the Mets owner has spent $250 million?
Yeah.
And John Middleton, who is going to do everything he can to get that trophy back, 19 cents.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a quarter.
Wow.
19 cents. Yeah, he got it. No, he got it on a deal. 19 cents.
Nice.
Johnson will be out to talk about that in the Sixers and what's going on with that team. But let us please start with this mystery, because I'm going to tell you something. You do not have to know a damn thing about football to know why the Eagles lost on Sunday. There's plenty of reasons, sure. But in the end, there was one.
Yep.
And I even challenged the coach on this. The coach said, it's never one play. And I said to him, Nick, if Rager had caught either of those balls, would you have won the game? Yeah. Then wasn't it one play? Then it was one play.
Yeah, and he actually,
it was one, and then he kind of acknowledged,
way,
yeah,
else to go
it was
it.
One play. Yeah. You won the game if he catches either of the balls. So I'm going, all right, well then, at some point, he will give us a thorough analysis of why this guy dropped two balls when it is his job and for which he is paid $13 million four-year deal. $13 million, I would like to think he can catch a ball. He's a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
He was picked ahead of Justin Jefferson. Could he make one play like Justin Jefferson when it matters? Is that asking too much? But I want you to understand that something is changing here. And I want you to pay attention to this. It actually starts Sunday. Because Jalen Hurts ran the ball great, but did not throw it well at all.
Right.
And normally the coach will do the same kind of cover job he's doing for Rager for Hurts. But he didn't. He was asked to grade Hurts Sunday after the game, and he gave Hurts an F. Listen.
It's never going to be a A, B, C, or D if you turn over three times, right? And so, obviously he didn't play good enough.
Wow. Whoa, Rhea. That's different.
Yeah, a little bit.
No. All right, so
they've never been in love with him, let's be honest.
No, I know they haven't, but why would they be in love with Rager? I would rather... Who would you rather love, Hurts or Rager?
Hurts.
Give me a break. It's not even close. All right. Then we get to yesterday. And Al, you got to follow the narrative of 24 hours in the life of Nick Sirianni.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, he's not saying anything about who any primary receivers were. He seems to be acknowledging that Rager had the best opportunities on the two plays that he dropped, right?
Right.
Then he comes on our show and he's giving a more elaborate answer suggesting that not really, it was a scramble play.
He was trying to deflect the thing that the play call was for Rager.
Yeah,
exactly. And he did successfully deflect that.
Yeah.
By the time we got to the afternoon news conference, he was telling us who was supposed to be the primary receiver. He didn't do that with us either. This was an evolutionary process over 24 hours. From the end of the game to his news coverage, 24 hours. And now the primary receiver was Smith. And the second day, 1A was Smith and 1B was Goddard. All right?
He gave us the perception that Devontae Smith in the coverage was covered by two players.
Yeah.
Therefore, they weren't going to go to him. That was the first thing he answered.
He changed answer entirely because in the process of now absolving Rager again from blame, he blamed Smith and Watkins. Remember, he's already blamed Hurts. Hurts got an F.
Yes.
Now here comes Smith and Watkins. Listen.
Yeah, we ran a shallow cross play where Devontae was the first read in that play. As a matter of fact, on that play too, it's Devontae is 1A, and then you could say Dallas is 1B. The defense that they played eliminated the 1B read of Dallas, and it put it onto the Devontae. We didn't do a great job executing the route discipline out of that play with Devontae and Quez.
They did not exercise route discipline. Now, I have watched that play a dozen times. Brian Baldwin breaks it down. Russ Tucker breaks it down. They'll break it down for us. Smith was open.
Yeah, he was.
Smith was open. So it's a scramble. He told us it was a scramble. A scramble is basically all men on deck. Somebody's got to get open and make a play.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. No, it's a very elaborate thing. And Smith did not run correctly. Nor did Quez. All right.
Well, yep.
I want you to, Joe, I got to go a little out of order here. I want you to play. So on the field after the game, Al, Howard Eskin, he has not gotten to go to a lot of road games, but it's up the middle. That's it. He was there. And you got to understand, when the game was over, Devontae Smith, their best player, all right? Their number six pick in the draft, first round. All right. Here's Devontae's attitude at the end of that game. Listen to this.
I saw him walking off just talking to himself and bleeped it. I mean, he was livid. Obviously, I'm saying because I didn't see the play at that time, he was open.
Right.
But he was angry. There was a lot of guys that were upset, but he was really angry.
He should be angrier now when he heard what the damn coach did. Because the coach, while he's throwing Hurts under the bus for an F performance, Quez and Devontae are not running the right route. They are not showing discipline. Rager, here's Rager.
He had those opportunities yesterday, we all want him to make that play. Nobody wants him to make that play more than himself either. And he did make a couple nice plays, made a nice catch on a pass that was a little bit behind him, and then he made a nice catch at the end of the first half to put us down in there in scoring range. You know, he showed that he has playmaking ability. He shows that he can make some big time plays. You just want to see that more consistent.
I'm livid. I want to scream into this microphone. So this guy, he was targeted 7 times. He made 2 catches. We're doing a testimonial to him while we're throwing other people under the bus. Somebody explain this to me. Because Rager stinks. Do you understand? Jalen Rager is not an NFL caliber football player.
Yep.
He is not fast. He is not sure-handed. He is nothing. And this guy is trying to say to me, Jonesy, that he's good.
Yeah.
And this is garbage. So explain it. Somebody offer me a theory.
Go back to the draft. Yeah. And this is the first time that we had heard that the owner was extremely involved in the drafting of that first round pick based upon what he had seen from Kansas City, who won the Super Bowl the previous year.
Tyreek Hill.
Speed. Yeah, yeah. They were fast. They were faster than everybody else. And he convinced himself through his intense studying that this player was faster than anybody else that was available. The owner made the pick. That's why Howie and the coach are going to do everything they can to protect this guy.
This is next level. This isn't
This is the owner that was involved in a draft choice.
But we have been functioning under what may be a fallacy, and that is that this was Howie's guy. And how he was asserting it, because that's one level of pressure. And then there's the owner. That's another level of pressure. That's life
that's
and death. That's
the only pressure you need to worry about.
Allie,
if you're the head coach.
Jonesy has just rolled out a brilliant and fascinating theory.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I also think that the coach knows this guy can't play and he didn't want to pile on him because it's already.
Well, but the coach has lost credibility. He just lost credibility.
But he's got I don't think he needs his locker room. He can't play.
But he can throw.
The other guys are tough players and good players.
Yes.
This guy's not.
So, in other words, those guys can take public criticism.
Those guys are going to get better.
And these guys, and if you did it to Rager, any hope would be lost.
Well,
anyway.
He's already been thrown to the Lions. He can't play him again.
All right. And then, so now the media's homing in now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going, well, at least do what Doug did with Aguilar.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least bench him.
Yes.
And you're going, absolutely not. Ugh. No. And then he makes this comment.
Jalen Rager gives us the best chance to win.
No, he doesn't.
Well, you had the best chance to win on Sunday twice. And he didn't.
Keith Jones right now, Al, looks like he just swallowed a canary. Look at him.
Yeah.
You figured it out.
I know what it
is. It's not the GM. It's the freaking owner. And the owner is not going to turn tail on his guy if there's any way to avoid it. Force feed this guy to stardom. But it's not going to happen.
It's not.
Not. So here, then you know what this means? What's his name? Sirianni didn't get ripped by his bosses for what happened Sunday because he was doing what they told him.
Yes, Sirianni made a comment where he said that nobody wanted to catch that ball more than Rager.
No,
there's a guy that wanted him to catch the ball more.
Who is
it's
that?
It's the owner.
Jeff Lurie. Jeff Lurie wanted more. All right, here's what we're doing today. In honor of a man that we have to respect even in a defeat, Jason Kelce.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a man.
Yes,
would you
is.
Like to wear that jersey? We got it for you today, among other great prizes, and all you have to do. Al, yesterday, the Webster Dictionary, what is it called?
Merriam-Webster
Dictionary named the word of the year.
Oh, what is it?
And the word of the year for America, if not the world, vaccine.
Oh.
All right?
Okay, that's cool.
And we thought, well, we need a word of the year for Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I'm not going to just say sports, although I'm sure there'll be a lot of those.
Oh, God.
One word.
Uh-oh.
Philadelphia 2021 that captures this year. In our city.
I got one for this week.
No, you can't use it, Josie. The FCC will not permit it.
It's going to get ugly.
One word. One word I want by the end of this show, and Rhea is going to be our judge today.
Really?
Because she's a wordsmith and she lived here her whole life.
Wow. Yes.
So Rhea's the judge today, and what we need to know is what is the best word to describe it? Top 5 win prizes today, right? One word. It's all you got to do. It's not too hard.
No.
Mike's going to. Maybe it is.
Uh-huh.
All right, people, keep it clean.
Yeah, no.
Mike is first up from Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ange?
Mike, help me out with this. Apparently, everybody is getting thrown under the bus, but the guy who dropped the ball.
I got to tell you, Jonesy hit it right on the button. This is all coming from the top. The play calling, Rager shouldn't be in there. His punt returns are horrible.
Awful.
You mean to tell me we don't have a better punt returner than him?
Scott.
No, Scott would be better. Quez would be better. Ward would be better. He wouldn't run that much, but he would be safe. They've used all those people. They've used them.
And, we're not using Watkins as a receiver. You might as well use him as a punt returner.
Again, it sounds to me like this guy does not have to succeed to continue getting opportunities, Mike. That's why Jonesy is onto something here, because normally a coach who's trying to win would not continue to feature a man who is failing.
You know, I see so much of this with Andy Reid when he was here. Yeah. You know, I got to do a better job. Well, then do it.
I know. It's so frustrating. All I think is this, Mike. If that man makes either of those two catches, my week, me personally, is 100 times better than it's going to be.
Yeah.
And not because I do this job. Because when the day is over and I'm going home, I'm miserable all day because the Eagles are not in the race. The Eagles, it was a facade. When they were doing, all they had to do was beat a Giants team that was awful. And they couldn't score more than 7 points, Mike.
Now what's going to happen with Dickinson now?
With
Dickinson?
No, the guard.
Driscoll.
He's on IR.
Oh, I got a nice little thing for Driscoll. That's coming, Mike. But first, Mike, give me one word. Philadelphia for the year. What's the word?
Inadequate.
Wow, is good start, Mike. Good start. Inadequate. Now, this whole thing with there's another guy who's getting it today, and it's unprofessional what I'm going to do to a member of the Eagles.
Good.
Today.
Go get him.
And you know I'm going to do it? I'm going to tell you why I'm going to do it. Because when there's money on the barrel head, get your ass in there and play football.
Yep.
And if you're not going to do it, you're going to get ripped by me at least. I don't look for medical results. I look for real results. Got a guy like Jason Kelce doing what he did yesterday, you better all do that. All of you. And if you don't, I don't want you on my football team. We're going to talk tough today. I could already feel it.
I love it.
Man, do I feel tough. I feel like I got more testosterone than usual today.
It's a good thing I'm here.
What about you, Al?
Do I look a little manlier to you, Al?
Manual?
Yeah, definitely manual.
You look manual, that's for sure.
I look a little...
That's how you operate anyway.
I got to be honest with you. Every day, I look in the mirror, I look a little more like Charlie every day.
That's
like
the guy behind Charlie. You.
Charlie Manuel. 215. He's behind me. How did he get it? Never mind. 215-592-9494 WIP Sports Time 6.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
60. Hi, welcome back. 623. I'm going to try to set the proper tone, courtesy of my friend Keith Jones here, Al, who's a
cool,
huge WIP fan, even when he's not in the booth himself. But first, let's just get our question of the day in here. What do we got there today, Ava?
It's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. What should the Eagles do with Jalen Reagor? Play him? Bench him, release him.
I got release him.
Same.
Because as long as he's on the bench, they're going to think he can play and put him back in. I don't want him on the roster. Keith Jones.
I noticed one thing that's not there. Trade him because apparently he has no value.
He has no value. No one would take him.
Which makes it remarkable when you think this is a first-round pick that went ahead of Justin Jefferson.
Would anybody take him?
Trade him's not even an option.
Do you understand you're paying him like a first rounder? You're paying him $13 million. No one wants that contract.
You couldn't give him away.
You could not. Yeah. I could drive him in my fine new automobile, and it still no one would take him.
Release
him.
All right, so I got release. Josie got release. Al?
Bench. Which with Aguilar,
him.
I mean.
Al's keeping him. Reuse.
Bench.
Please release me, let me go.
Is that Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yes, it
my
is.
God.
One of your favorites.
Whatever happened to him?
He changed his name.
Engelbert Humperdinck. You're going to break the tie, Ava.
Well, I originally said same, and then I heard Rhea say bench him, so bench him.
Rhea, you cannot continue to control two votes here.
It's
not fair.
Ridiculous. Don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, coming from you over there.
Well, hold on. It sounds like we have another vote from our producer.
Sam Wexler.
So we are, as I have often been accused, Al, this show, and me particularly, is hung today.
Yeah.
No.
Very well.
Get out.
No.
Get out. Get out. All right.
Said
anyway.
No, never.
Out. Now, hold on. I went. Keith Jones was driving in from Chemung this morning.
All right,
he was listening to the fine Tom Kelly program.
Yes.
And he heard a caller and he said, wow, that's a great caller. We need callers like that on our show, right, Jonesy?
Yes, this guy was great.
So he thought, why don't we set the bar high right from the start of the show and you will hear this caller. What prompted him to call in was some of the people overnight are maybe under the influence of something.
Yeah.
And they called in and they said, don't underestimate Jalen Reagor.
What?
He runs, Al, at a clip of 21 miles per hour.
So?
I didn't call in. Somebody said he runs 21 miles an hour.
And what about his hands?
This guy called in and he went, no, this is not good at all. I better counter that comment. And this is what he did.
Oh, it's not usual. You know, it's atypical for me to drop that pass. Bull crap.
Right.
You're a stone-handed piece of garbage receiver that we never should have drafted. You might be a fine human being, but you're a terrible NFL wideout that doesn't belong in this city or on this team. And the fool that drafted you, you guys can leave as a pair. Get the hell out. Let the door hit you on the ass. They should be done. If they ran my gas station, I'd fire both of them. I mean, the block would be on fire if these clowns ran a gas station. It's ridiculous the amount of incompetence that comes out of these guys. They exude it like sweat. They're horrible, and they need to go.
That is the bar we would attempt to clear at some point today.
This guy was unreal.
Catch.
It was a three-minute call.
Good catch. Good catch. That no, he's 100% right. 21 miles an hour. Let's go, Al, to a Cowboy fan, Mr. Lamont. Hi, Lamont.
Hey, good morning, Angelo. How you feel, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Jonesy. You hit it on the nail today, Jonesy. I love it.
All right, first of all, Lamont.
Yes, sir.
Do you really think this early in the show we need the input of a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, but Angelo, Jonesy hit it right on the nail.
How do you know? How do you know? How would you know who is calling the shots in the Eagles organization? You're a Cowboy fan.
Angelo, that's so true. Angelo, I am a Cowboy fan. But Angelo, you know, Angelo, you know who's running the show down there.
Well, who's running your show in Dallas, dumbbell? Jerry Jones. It's Jerry not any Jones, different. It's no different. All right, but what you're saying is the reason they're protecting Rager is because that's the owner's pick. That's what you're saying, right, Lamont?
No, that's Howie's pick, Angelo. Howie's picking, but he's covering for his boy, so they want him to play, Angelo, on that field. I'm telling you.
You didn't even get Jonesy's point.
No, he's saying he's covering for the owner.
No, for the owner. Covering for him. Yeah, he's right. Covering for Howie. So, thank you, Jonesy.
No, who's covering for Hulabot? Is Howie covering for Lurie? Is Lurie involved in this decision?
No, Mr. Lurie is covering for Howie because that's Howie's pick.
No, that's a stupid take. That is not
Jonesy's
take.
He's a Cowboy fan. He's an idiot.
Lamont, you're a moron. That is not the correct take. That is not even what Jonesy said. Jonesy said this came from the owner down to Howie, down to Nick. That it is not after the fact Lurie covering for Howie. That is a dumb point of view.
I don't think it went that way, Angelo.
Well, you're a moron. You're a Cowboy fan.
Hey, Angelo, it didn't go that way. I'm telling you, Angelo.
All right.
Give us a
Lamont,
word.
Hold on. Before Lamont does the word. Lamont, normally you would not be allowed to participate in our contest. But this contest is so perfect for you that I'm going to give you a shot. Give me one word to describe Philadelphia this year.
Pathetic.
Well, you are a loser.
You Lamont, you may be the dumbest man I have ever met. We set the table for you to do your whole bad thing, and you blew it. You're a moron. How did you get both your shoes tied this morning?
He has
pathetic call.
Listen to this, Angelo.
No,
I'm you're not done.
Listening.
Get
you're
lost.
I set it up for him.
He can't.
He could have won. He would have won a Kelsey jersey, which I sure he didn't want.
That guy couldn't go from A to B.
he totally. Jonesy said, Jonesy, would you just explain why the coach is covering for Rager even while blaming other members of the team? Why?
Because he's the owner's draft pick.
That's
it. As simple as that.
He, you did a great riff on this, and he missed it.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot. He cheers for the Cowboys.
Why would we come in and prepare such thought-provoking insights and then have a moron like him misinterpret it? It makes us feel like we shouldn't have come in at all.
It's bad.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Jim's up next from the Northeast. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you? I hope all you had a good holiday. I'm going to go a little bit different here.
Yeah.
To talk about the biggest three morons we have in Middleton, Dombrowski, and Samfold. First of all, they could afford at least Duvall and Scherzer. I mean, not Scherzer, Schwarber. Okay.
Schwarber, they're still in the hunt for Schwarber. They're still in the hunt for
Wait a minute,
Castellanos.
They say they're in the hunt for Chris Bryant and Taylor, and then Kimbrel. Now they'll never get all three of them at one time because the three people that run the in the office there have an IQ of 5. They're not capable of making a deal like that. So
Jim. Here's the bottom line. The Mets have paid $250 million in the last 3 days for four quality players, including an ace in Scherzer.
Yeah.
The Phillies have obtained two non-entities for the back end of the roster and have done nothing else. And, Jim, I keep seeing this and thinking that our owner is cheap.
Yeah, he's getting that way. There's
because
no doubt.
Because last year he would not let him go over that luxury tax, and it looks like he's no different now. and other teams, even small market teams, are spending.
The Blue Jays are spending, too.
Texas spent half $1 billion on two people for their infield. Al, when is our guy going to step up and spend some of the cigar money?
Yeah, he's not until he knows what this tax thing's going to be. That's what it is.
Wow. Up in smoke.
Much as we hoped, I don't think it's going to happen. No. I am happy they're getting rid of people, though.
I am so happy
that there's no way that the same characters are coming.
Roman Quinn is gone.
Vinny's gone.
Phillies yesterday let go of Roman Quinn, and he injured himself walking out the door.
My God.
Jimmy, I need one word here for prizes. What do you got? Ooh. Jim.
He's thinking.
I guess we lost him. Go to Scott and Barry. Hi, Scott. Scott. Scott's not there. I'll try Dom in Norristown. Hi, Dom.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dom. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
What are you feeling right now?
Well, this Rager cat is starting to sound a lot like Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
You guys might end up with another Ben Simmons on the Eagles.
It's like a cancer.
Everybody's covering his behind.
No, but it goes beyond that. It's not just the way they play. They undermine the entire organization. Like, people have to lie to protect them. That's what Brett Brown did for years with Ben Simmons.
At the expense of other players, and eventually those players will turn on that guy.
Dom, when you have a bad apple, you must remove the apple from the bushel and throw it away.
Oh,
exactly. You got to get rid of that metaphor. And bring everybody down. Maybe they're putting something in the water down there. I don't know,
but Dom, this Rager, if you saw him on the street today in Norristown, right, what would you say?
I guess the best thing they could do, some helpful criticism, just move her over to defense.
Play defense.
Dom, that is pretty good. Then he doesn't have to catch it. He's just got to knock it down.
I like it.
He can swat it. He can swat at the ball the whole game.
Good one, Dom. I love it. Dom, give me a word.
Disillusionment.
Disillusionment. Good
I like
word.
That. Wow.
And let me tell you who's judging. This Rhea here, Al, she's very, very well read.
She knows how to spell all those words, too.
Let me contrast her with Jonesy.
Okay.
Jonesy never reads.
Right.
He has read one book his whole life.
Right.
Rhea can read a whole book in like 2 hours.
I'm currently reading two.
Rhea doesn't even read one at a time. She's a speed reader.
I've got Gary Tanguay's new book and Mike Sielski's book on Kobe, and I'm getting John Feinstein's book next week.
And she reads them in no time. She doesn't even savor them.
Yes, I do.
Jonesy, on the other hand, Rhea will read more books this week than Jonesy has read in 52 years.
Correct.
It's a nice stat.
Very proud of that, actually.
That's analytics right there.
That's a stat.
I went to 4 years of university.
215-592-9494. When we return, I got to get into the what's going on with Jalen Hurts, Al, because far be it for me to suggest that we may be on the cusp of a new quarterback controversy.
Oh, not another one.
You decide.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 6:43 is your time right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this long enough to know one of my job descriptions is to find out, to perceive stories before others do.
Oh.
And Al, this big nose of mine is sniffing something right now.
What do we got?
And it ain't Jonesy for a change.
Thank you.
All right, Al. Yesterday, we knew there was some minor issue with Jalen Hurts during the game Sunday.
Yeah, taped up an ankle.
Howard Eskin did report from the sideline that he was getting his ankle taped up.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently he arrived yesterday back at the NovaCare complex with a very sore ankle.
Mm.
And now they are no longer certain of his availability for the game Sunday in the Meadowlands against the horrible Jets.
Well, you got to remember, you have a running quarterback.
Right.
And if he can't run, he might as well.
You're right.
And I hope they didn't say high ankle, as long as they just said ankle.
No, they said ankle. Okay. The high ankle was Driscoll, yeah. And I'll get to him in a few minutes.
You're done.
Yeah, he's done for the year. But anyway, what I enjoy most, and everybody has their own things they prefer.
Right.
I love when I'm getting an injury report, and the first thing they tell me is there is absolutely no timetable.
Yeah, and well, no, we don't know when we're going to use the needle.
We don't. All right. Anyway, here is Nick Sirianni's report on Jalen Hurts.
Don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm hopeful. Jalen's hopeful that he'll play. Again, I don't have. You got to see how these things go. As you guys well know, we'll see how the rehab the next 2 days goes, and I'll have more of an update for you on Wednesday.
Listen, what you got here is a potential nightmare.
Oh, you're not kidding.
All right, now think this through for a second. Mm-hmm. All right, Hurts right now, career passer rating, 86.4.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it didn't help Sunday.
The essence of mediocrity. Mm-hmm. He is not a good thrower. He is a good runner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is a mediocre thrower at best. All right?
Yeah.
His backup, and remember, it's not Flacco. They got rid of him. Flacco's right. Going to be on the other sideline stealing money this time from the Jets. All right,
is it? Yeah.
Gardner Minshew is your backup. Do you want to know what his career passer rating is? It's in the top 20 of all quarterbacks in NFL history who have thrown the ball 750 times or more.
What did I say to you around the third quarter?
She said, it's Minshew time. I thought she was having a drink or something.
I had enough at that point.
Al, let's just say Hurts doesn't play or can't play Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Minshew, 25 for 34. That's what he does. The reason his numbers are so good, he's a short passer,
yeah.
Very accurate, yeah. Not a big arm. Now, he's not going deep downfield. He's going to get you a lot of dinks and dunks down the field, which, frankly, is the Andy Reid approach, which is also favored by the owner and the GM of the Eagles. Al, if Minshew were to come in and play well, how much, Jonesy, how much wiggle room does Hurts have here?
He'll be rushing back, I can tell you that. He'll be taping that ankle as fast as he can. He's not going to, if he can step on that field and play, he's going to step on the field and play. I mean, Hurts is not going to go away easily.
But
in this.
If Minshew comes in,
it's a disaster.
Are we on the cusp of a quarterback controversy?
Yes, you are.
Plan this. If I'm telling you, they didn't bring Minshew here not to take a look at him before they make this epic decision about next year's quarterback. They are going to want to take a look at him.
Yes, they will.
And it's not going to take a lot for them to fall in love with him. Because what they're seeing now with the run-based offense, they don't love that upstairs in the front office.
They don't.
And one other thing to consider, Al, Julian Love is a backup cornerback on the Giants, but he is a first-round talker. He speaks a lot. And he described the strategy the Giants had in planning how to beat Jalen Hurts. Listen to what he said.
You know, obviously he's pretty dangerous running the ball. They're finding that in their offense. With us, we just try to just play physical, just be, you know, play straight up and kind of make him throw the ball, so to speak. And, you know, he got some runs, obviously, but when it comes down to crucial passing situations, I thought we handled him well. And so that was part of the plan, and, you know, guys executed.
They respect his feet. They do not respect his arm.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Well said, actually.
Take care of this. It's coming, kids. I just want to get you ready. I just got word in a couple of minutes, Al, we are expecting a call from Donald Trump.
Oh, we don't have enough issues.
No, Donald Trump, Al, has thoughts on the state of Philadelphia, and he would like to offer his thoughts. But first, we will go to San Francisco, where Mario is. Hi, Mario.
Hi, guys. How you guys? Well, I'm not going to say how you guys are doing.
We're not doing well at all.
I know the mental situation there right now, so I'm not going to get to that. But I'm going to get to your boy, lying Nick Sirianni.
All right.
Now, Jonesy knows this probably better than anybody. When a coach lies, I mean, all coaches lie. When a coach lies, he has to have some kind of, like, you know, spirit behind him. And in Sirianni's case, I heard nothing but a charade when he was talking to you. If I could have punched my hand through this phone and hit him in his mouth yesterday, I would have done it.
All right. Well, I mean, what specifically ticked you off? What bothered you the most?
Talking about Rager.
Yeah.
I could smell a lot. When you can smell a lie, that's really bad. I can smell him lying. So like, seemed like Lori had his hand right on his neck.
Right, here's the thing, Mario. Here's why I know you're right. Nick Sirianni, you could question how much experience he has as a coach. His experience is as a wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
He knows that guy can't play. Right, Mario? He already knows that guy has lousy hands. He is not explosive. He does not get free. He knows that. Why is he lying?
Because Jeff Lurie, the puppet man. Remember I told you years ago, he's the puppet master.
Yeah.
You had Josh McDaniels up in New England who had been an excellent fit for the Eagles and a perfect tutor for Hurts.
That would have worked.
Why would he have gotten Mac Jones?
You're right. 100% right. Mario, here's the thing. You're 3,000 miles away. You could smell that he was lying?
Yes. It's rotten crab.
There you go. Mario, you got a good sniffer there. All right, Mario, give me a word here. I need one word.
Depression.
Depression is interesting because it also works financially.
Yes.
All right, speaking of that, I can't believe this. Joe, I have to hear the music, please. Ladies and gentlemen, with a rare appearance after his tenure as President of the United States, Donald J. Trump is with us. Hi, Mr. President.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
By the way, I feel very badly for your city, very bad. Howie Roseman is killing the Eagles worse than Sleepy Joe is killing the country. It's true.
Oh, no.
Very true.
Worse than Sleepy Joe? But let's try not to get political, okay?
By the way, Sleepy Joe is here with me. I'll speak quietly. I don't want to wake him up.
Wait a minute. Is the president with you? President Biden is with you? Wow.
But this is like 2020, Angela. Remember 2020?
Yeah.
The election wasn't the only disaster. It was also the Eagles taking Rieger instead of Jefferson. And I'll tell you something. The Vikings were laughing openly at Howie in their own war room. Did you know that?
I did. We heard it. We have tape of it. You're right.
And I knew it at the time. I knew Jefferson was the best pick, but nobody wanted to listen to me, right? Rieger is a worse pick since – it's probably the worst pick since I picked that traitor Mike Pence as my VP. It's true there, too. They should have asked me. I'm a great evaluator of talent. I would have just walked right up and grabbed him, right in the front. I'd have grabbed Jefferson at 21 like the Eagles should have done. But nobody wants to ask. The Vikings stole Jefferson from the Eagles very same way that the election was stolen from me, Angelo.
Mr. President, that number one, that's not true. And number two, please.
You know it's true.
Don't get political. I don't want politics on the show.
Rieger is only on the field to justify picking him in the first round. I picked a lot of wrong people, and I fired them immediately. That's what Howie needs to do right away. Fire him.
You did a lot of firing, Mr. President.
Howie reminds me of Dr. Fauci, a little dweeb with no idea what he's doing, right? Very true.
What happened?
Here goes Sleepy Joe again. Oh, my God. You know what? He just let one rip. He farted on the queen, right?
No, he did not.
No, with her.
No, in her presence. All right. Please continue, Mr. President.
This guy's unbelievable.
All right, keep going.
But Howie Roseman, if Howie wasn't Jeff's friend, he'd probably be caddying for me at Mar-a-Lago. I'll tell you, I'd fire him like I fire everybody else, too.
Yeah.
Lurie and Roseman are both egomaniacs. They need to be more humble and understated like myself. Hey, Howie, you're wrong, my friend. It's time to admit it. If I were ever wrong, I'd admit it too, but it hasn't happened yet, Angelo.
Not yet. No, it hasn't.
Rieger's only on the field to justify the pick. They were wrong. Howie, move on. In fact, it's time for Jeff Lurie to admit his mistake and move on from Howie, quite frankly. Okay?
Excellent. You're right about that, Mr. President.
Yeah. Sleepy Joe again. He's over there snoring. This guy's running the country, right? Howie is clueless. He never should have been hired. You know, Lurie should have hired Putin. He knows how to fix things. Get that. Whoa.
Putin as Eagles GM? Really? That would be.
He would have got things done. Wait, Sleepy Joe just woke up.
What was that?
We're going to fight Omicron, creating jobs. We got street sweepers. We're going to get America back to work.
Now he's talking about street sweepers. What the hell's going on here? By the way, if they still have to use Rager, maybe make him an ambassador to Australia or something. That Maialata has a cousin who can play. Maybe that's
all right,
find
listen.
Somebody else down there.
All right, Mr. I'm going to let both presidents go because it sounds like you guys got a lot going on. What's going on now?
He's not making any sense.
Oh, no.
He's letting go, all right.
That's the former president and the current president.
Ooh, woof.
Talking out of both ends. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate
it. I got to get out of here.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. And I would like to state, Al, that Joe Coughlin's got a comedy night at the Parks Casino this Thursday. That's December 2nd. Live music plus a special headliner from Comedy Central, Paul Verzi. It's $20. It includes your first drink free. Just go to joeconklin.com. We come back. Some real expertise from our man Ross Tucker. That is next. WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.